So stay in that place. That place of perfect peace. That place where your every need is supplied. That place where God resides. And just allow yourself in your mind's eye to be footloose and fancy free. Just imagine, what would you be doing right now if there weren't a care in the world? If you needed absolutely nothing, what would you be doing right now? What gifts would you unleash for the upliftment of the consciousness of all the beings on this planet? Imagine yourself as an instrument of peace. Imagine yourself as the bringer of light. Imagine yourself realizing your divine potential. In service to mankind. And imagine spirit being elated by your expression of itself as you. For you are and I am God's hands right here on earth. God's feet right here on earth. God's love right here on earth. And in your imaginings, allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be in service to the Most High. Just bask in that. When I pray, there is power in my prayer. And I know that when a group prays of one accord, there is power that permeates the entire planet. And so I ask all of you if you would hold in your mind our beloved Phyllis, knowing and seeing for her the highest good in her life and all of her affairs. And I invite you to imagine any of your loved ones right now that might be experiencing a condition that does not affirm the truth of who they are. Bring them into your imaginings and seeing them whole, perfect, complete in every way. Lift them up in prayer, lift them up in thought. And now cast those thoughts and those prayers beyond yourselves to every living thing. And in your imaginings, imagine a world that works not just for the 1%, but for the 99%. For all the animals, for all the insects, for all living things. And imagine the world living in peace and in harmony as one. So thank our Father. Thank our brother. Thank our way-shower for supporting, sustaining, providing, protecting, and healing all that needs to be healed in your own silent way. Give thanks and know that it is so. And so it is.